I want to minister to you something that's written on the wind and written throughout the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. I will not put it in theological terms. I'll put it just like I got it. Ooh. And it's called the covenant of the children. Written on the wind and all through the scriptures, one day when Jesus was a very young man, as spoken by Isaiah the prophet, unto us a child is born. Ooh. He was walking, communication with our Father God. And our Father God was breathing breaths of grace and love into his spirit, as had been his pattern ever since he was a child, ever since he came forth from his mother's womb. And suddenly, Jesus began to weep. Ooh. And the Father God spoke to him these words: Rachel weeping for her children. Ooh. Ooh. And he said, Father, in love, I can't stand to hear you cry. You check the scriptures. Without knowing why. Ooh. And the Father began to speak to him. Said, it's my mother's in Israel. He said, ever since the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, I have painted picture after picture of how Satan was attacking their children. But they, making a league with Satan and the false prophets of the day, being blinded, instead of them recognizing that Satan was making their children demon-possessed from the womb, they preferred to believe the lie of Satan and to call them angels. Ooh. Therefore, I am stopped from delivering the children of the mothers of Israel, because they have blinded themselves, or rather have been blinded by Satan, into what's really going on in their children's life. Ooh. And this was the beginning of Jesus' suffering. He offered unto the Father, even in young manhood, he said, I offer myself. As a sacrifice to save the children of the mothers of Israel. Now you check it, some of you smart heads, if you don't believe me, you check it. Ooh. And our Father weepingly said, it is a law, my law, that any time someone offers me A fruit of their lips, sacrifice and love, I cannot refuse. So I hereby give unto you, the love cup of suffering for my children of Israel. But said, I promise you this, and listen to it. I will suffer with you. And I'll promise you this, that through the children and their deliverance shall arise salvation unto the ends of the earth. Coming forth from the mother's womb, the child, the first thing the child of Adam faces when it hits the world is two demons of Satan. They strike the child as quick as it's unwrapped from his mother's womb. Satan strikes the child with two demons, pain and fear. Ooh. 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 Mm. Ooh. Ooh. Spoken by the mouth of David the prophet and many other places in the scripture, he said, I came forth from my mother's womb speaking lies. He said, the very moment that the light of the world hit me, he said, even while I was yet helpless, said, Satan hit me and called me to begin to lie. He hit me with pain and he hit me with fear. And while I was yet helpless, he began to possess me. Oh. And said, using these two demons of pain and fear, here I am a grown man, David said, and this he has delivered me into his hands in the shape I'm in, using these two, pain and fear. Whoa. But he said, by the Spirit of the Lord my God, I have this day broken his hold upon me of fear and pain, and said, I, and then he hit his heart by hereby declared to all ages that all children coming forth from the mother's womb are free. And Jesus root of the offspring of David. This was the beginning of his suffering. For the children first. Remember the plan of God from the least to the greatest. Not from the greatest to the least. Ooh. Jesus Christ, in offering himself for the sins of the whole world, the first salvation, the first suffering, is delivered for the children. And to make a long story short, he now stands before you, filled with fire and glory, a finished creation of our Father God, who now hath built in him a lake of fire, reserved for the sins and the working of Satan of your children. You don't anymore have to blind yourself and call them angels and let Satan possess them. Because now you have the blood of Jesus and the lake of fire that you can wipe Satan and all of his works over into that lake of fire and destroy them. So you don't have to go around spouting the lies of the devil anymore in defense of your children. You don't have to pretend with Satan anymore that they're angels. You can take them for just what they are. Something nasty that needs cleaning. In a natural, mothers, God gave you the right in the natural and the responsibility to keep your children's booties washed and their privates washed, and the creases in their skins washed and oiled, didn't he? To keep the natural things from destroying them. So he delivers unto you now the ability through the blood of Jesus and the lake of fire to also wash them and keep them clean of Satan. And no more do you have to agree with that little voice of Satan that said, my little angel did that because they're just little. You can recognize what that is striking. It is Satan trying to possess them and trying to destroy them, isn't it? And you don't have to be living in fear anymore because the blood is yours and the fire is yours. And you can deliver in simple obedience up to Jesus Christ and our Father a clean child like he wants. to be used as a heritage in the future generation. Now, I'm going to tell you why your children in the shape they're in. You did it to them. You polluted them with your own ways, with your own ideas, with your own petting, with your own grumblings, with your own worryings. Oh, yes. You made a league with Satan to call them angels and to call yourself a pretty good person. So you cradled the children, and while you were yet grumbling in your heart against whoever, against the father or against the neighbor, or worrying about this or worrying about that, you held them in your arms and help Satan pollute them. You're running around nervous, jumping around like a frog on a hot griddle, thinking, well, your children won't know, and all the time they were following your nervous jumps until they got polluted with your same nervous jumps. And you did not do it intentionally. You were captured from your mother's womb. But now freedom has come. Ooh. And the order of God is this, and we're going to have it on the song in a minute. You may have to discipline your children. You may have to spank them. You may have to deny them privileges. But the order of God is first to do what is put on this song. And that is to first get them up and by the Spirit begin to move them in that song into their Father's heart, their Heavenly Father's heart. And to clean them with the blood. And then if you have to discipline, you only all need to listen. You don't need to be talking. In trouble now, you've been talking too much. Brother Pruitt, you're tough on women, man. Tough on everybody. When the Lord speaks something, I mean for it to go. And I lay it to the line without respect a person. I do it on my wife just like I do it on you. And you know what? May I brag a little? I frankly don't care whether you like it or not. Because I serve a God that can wink at you and destroy you. So you listen. And I have the ability to command you to stand bound, and I'll tend you bound. You didn't believe it. You had to taste it, though, didn't you? Okay. First, parents, mothers, you will take this song and you will deliver your children up to your father's heart, rocking them in the cradle of your father, your Lord Jesus, rocking them in the cradle of the Father, rocking them in the cradle of the Holy Ghost, rocking them in the cradle of the angel of the Lord, and then you will clean them with the blood. And then if they get polluted, then after that, do whatever disciplinary action needs to be done. And you may have to, because listen, let's face reality. They're going to school, and they're out in a world where there is rebellion. aren't they? And they come into that home, they're going to drag all that stuff with them, aren't they? And they'll come into that home, and they just absolutely rise up against you and start, like some of them do, they get ready to punish you. They go to hitting you or scratching you. That's the devil. Oh, no, they're little angels. That's the devil. Now, you may have to teach them that love also has authority. You can stop resenting now anyone storing authority over your children, because love has authority. And it's a whole lot better for you to teach them authority through love of God than it is for some person of the law that has no mercy to have to take your child, put him in jail. Now you listen to me. Put him in jail and there teach them submission to authority. Oh. Oh. You have clean escaped this if you will listen. And just simply follow in obedience. And it will work. You know it'll work. You know, this is the reason why he lets you feel it on yourself first. You felt it on yourself, didn't you? And it'll work on the children. We didn't have it very plain this morning. Well, we've got it plain this afternoon on that song. And we want to take our children now, whether they're on our lap or whatnot, and we want to begin to rock them in that song, all in the words. And look, I do not want to see these children, some of your children, act like wild people. And their heart is good towards the Lord. Oh, yes, I can walk up there just going, running around, acting wild, going great, and I can lay hands on one of them, get them still long enough, and they'll just start beaming with the Spirit of God. You've seen it happen, haven't you? Their heart is right towards the Lord. But they just go wild. Go crazy. They want to, don't know when to be still. Right there. The devil's tearing her all to pieces. You know why? Because all her life, from one to another, she'd gotten attention. Everything but the attention of God. She'd gotten fleshly attention. And that's what she'd run around hunting for all time. And every time she gets attention from some other person, it destroys her that much more. She don't know where to go next. I've got attention for 10. I got to get some from 10 or 11 or 12 more. Her attention is supposed to come from our Father through Jesus Christ. And this will settle her down and stop all that nervousness. You got the same thing. I don't have to tell you this. You knew it. You was already nodding when I was talking to them. It is not time for you to give of your goodness to your children. It is time for you to give them the goodness of the Lord through Jesus Christ. And then in doing that, you'll perfect in yourself the goodness of God. I guarantee you, through your children, you'll perfect yourself. Oh. Oh, so let's close our eyes now. Get our children. Let's begin in that song. I don't care if they're asleep or laying on the floor. You don't have to grab them up and hold them. Just leave them there. Let's get started right now with that song, and let's begin to rock them. And let's remember this. Once you start this, don't you let grandmama, sister, neighbor, or no one else pollute those children. And if you need any help, you call me. I won't go in disobedience to the Lord. But I also have no respect for grandmothers or grandfathers. I'd dance on your ancestors' graves in a hurry. Because I know, cut it off, I know that you're not delivered by the tradition called from your fathers. You're delivered through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now, you can defend that old-time religion if you want to. That's what destroyed you. Good for Paul and Silas. That's a lie. Paul and Silas didn't have the kind they're talking about. Oh! Before I really get stirred up, let's go to rocking, all right?
Spirit of God, rocking the cradle of the angels of God. Ooh.
God is through the blood of Jesus. How can that be? Me doing so many things wrong, and still you call that perfection because it's through the blood. But there's a thousand things do wrong with it. All right, as long as you want to try to figure out good and evil and try to get perfected that way, then you live in your wrongs. But once you want perfection in God in an instant, put your faith in the blood of Jesus and let her go. Because he looks at the blood of Jesus as perfection. No sooner then it hits your mind and you decide to wipe with it, you're perfected in God's sight. How much did it wipe away? 10,000 times 10,000, you name it. Because in his wisdom, he knows you keep wiping with that blood. Pretty soon you come and rest in it, and you're flowing in the life of Christ. Oh, turn it back on, Brother Ron. Let's let her rip. Now, also written on wind, and in Revelation, the 19th chapter, and other places in the scripture, as this thing is revealed in heaven, it causes just about a million times as much shock in heaven as it did to you. When this plan is revealed for the new creation, as you see in Revelation, the 19th chapter. And this is what it starts, right there. When it is understood that this Jesus, and they don't understand it until God reveals it out of the temple. He doesn't let anyone know his secrets. Did you know this? This is one of his characters. He had it through Samson. He keeps his secrets. He just doesn't tell anybody until he's ready. And then he only tells those that are poking around, hungering and hunting after him. He doesn't want to run down and tell someone sitting down around. He only tells those that are hungering and thirsting and crying out to him and seeking him and eating and drinking up to him and everything you can think of operating in the spirit to swallow your flesh up to his throne and up into his heart. That's the only ones he tells. But anyway, when this thing is revealed, that he goes back to the root and strikes Revelation 19 chapter, they begin to cry, "Worth and mighty is the Lord thy God that judges righteously. And worthy is the Lamb." The government should be on his shoulders because he started from creation and purchased it all the way through. He has a right to it because he got the children, the secondary children, men, women, boys, and girls. He got them all, and he suffered for every one of them, and he should rule. That's what they say. That was already written on the scroll by Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Whoa. Step number one. Unto us a son is given. Step number two. Whew. And the government shall be up on his shoulders. Thy will be done, Father, in earth as it is in heaven. And his name shall be called not religious, but his name shall be called just exactly what you mothers and some of you fathers that have accepted this are calling him in your heart right now. wonderful. Oh, wonderful. This is the word of a woman. Wonderful. Not a grown person. And then to the young men, those that entered in his ministry, here's what his name shall be called. Counselor. Whew. And then to the church, the one that sees his mighty outpouring in wind and fire, they say, whew, the mighty God. And then to all creation, he becomes the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Written there all the time. And he read it over and over and over, didn't he? You were trying to make the old folks call him wonderful. They so filled with their own ways, they didn't know what wonderful was, right? The mothers and the little children call him wonderful. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, that means to set it in order the way he wants to. You do realize that, don't you? He takes the order completely away from man. You sit down. I'll put you where I want you. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. From henceforth and forever. And said, now you can just relax. You're not going to have to do it. Said, here's the way it's going to happen. Said, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. What do I say to all these things, Lord? I say, I confess in obedience of faith, Lord Jesus and my Father, it hath been done. Speak another mystery to you. God has said, our Father has said, all I'm waiting on and we'll use it sort of like he used it. All I'm waiting on is just a little group of people to find the blood and to find the fire. Of course, we know, even though it's the hidden God working, we know he points it out to you when you begin to seek after it, don't we? But he said, that's all I'm waiting on. There's one little group of people, and he said, I'll put it down, I'll paint it, the picture through my son to let you know how small a group it'll be. Two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So that's just how small it'll be. And said, I'll give you another one. Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Said, I'll paint you another. Faith is a grain of mustard seed, moves mountains. Now, that ought to be enough. That's the mouth of three witnesses. But if you want another one, I'll paint you another one. Are you ready for this one? the zeal of the Lord, or the Lord of hosts shall perform it. All you shall do is stand in your place and be obedient and watch the glory of the Lord. Once the breakthrough to the fire and the use of the blood, that's all. The fiery pit is then opened, and it's just a matter of me judging and separating righteously from then on. But he said, I'm going to judge it this way. The judgment is going to be drawn, hath been drawn to the line. So here's the way I start judgment. Said it comes upon the idle shepherds first. Woe be yonder the idle shepherds that have feasted off of my people. Said again, I'm not going to start at the top. Said when I start, then I'm going to start at the local pastor. And said, I've already told and laid it up that all the people that he has led into captivity, all of them that he's deceived, I've already laid their sins upon him. And now he doesn't have any choice. He's going to either put him in the lake of fire, or I'm going to put him in there. That's what he said. He said, now they've deceived my people all down to the day, and said, I'm a just God. He said, I cannot let a little child of mine be deceived by a false pastor, false shepherd. And then make that child pay for their sins, said, God, I cover them with the blood. But said, somebody going to have to pay for them. And said, I know who it is. God, I am a righteous and just God, and I've laid it on the false shepherd. God, I didn't put him there to start with. He put himself there. Satan set him in there over my people. And said, because Satan put him over my people, I say, now my people's sins are upon you. And said, then I'm not going to stop there. Said, I'm going next up the line. Said, I'm not going to lay it all on him. Said, because up the line, there was an area superintendent, we'll call it that. That's what he called it. That fed him all that poison doctrine. And so every doctrine that he fed him, I'm going, whatever sin it caused my people, I'm going to lay it on him. Then I'm going to face him with it. Either put it in the lake of fire and let my people go, or suffer. Whew. And then I'm not going to stop there. He said, I'm going to the next high, and then the next high, and then right on to the seat of the beast. And said, when I get through with a false prophet, he doesn't have a chance, call all of them pile up on him. Said, I'm going to get him and Satan both and throw them in the lake of fire. And he said, when I get through, the world will know from then on forever, they better leave my people alone. And then I'll not only will they not know that they better leave my people alone, but said the world will rejoice. Because they will say, just and righteous is God. That did not cause my mother and my grandmother to suffer for the things they did not do, but laid it upon the one that did it, the false shepherd. Now he said, I wrote this covenant in blood. Listen to it. Not only did I write it in the blood of my son, but he said I wrote it in the blood of my prophet Zechariah. And there I have it written on the wall with his blood, with my finger. I sent him saying, woe be unto this false shepherd, and said they kill him. So I wrote it on there in blood. That's how it shall be. And that you need to think, false shepherd, that you're going to go to plead in the blood and prophesying that Jesus bore sins. But I'm not going to let him pay for yours and all the people's twice. You're not going to suffer but once. I provided a lake of fire. If you want to repent, you can put them in there. There won't be any suffering. But if you don't, you're going in there. I lay judgment to the line. And up the ladder. And just and righteous are my judgments. And there shall not be a thing hidden. Said, I have already got chosen the people who I am going to send and say, thus saith the Lord. And either do it or they, with a covenant of angels, are going to destroy you right there. Meanwhile, we're going to start obeying the principles of grace. We're going to go in order just what he set us in our family, in our church, in our marriage. And then we're going to move just like he said. We're going to move into the grace gifts of the Holy Spirit. When he sends us out, we're going to go to the orphans, the poor, the widowed, the harlot, the pimp. We're going to go to wherever he leads us, the outcast. And listen to it. Listen to it. We're not going to make the mistake of the false church, because he'd already said, thou shalt not. And he said, thou shalt not. The first church got in captivity to the false church because they forgot to train their ministers first among the poor.